Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
To understand where we are today and some of the success that we're seeing in the courts, we need to understand how some of these strategies began. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Liberty Counsel was founded in 1989. Anita and I founded the organization to advance religious freedom and the sanctity of human life. In 1989, we added the third pillar of the family in the early 1990s. Now, going back to 1990, Holly, the U.S. Supreme Court in a case called Employment Division versus Smith, unfortunately authored by the now late Justice Antonin Scalia, his worst opinion ever, weakened substantially the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause. The First Amendment Free Exercise Clause was designed to give special protection to the free exercise of religion. And what Scalia did in the Smith decision, a terrible decision, is say that if there is a general law of neutral applicability, then free exercise doesn't help. In other words, if there's a law, like, for example, a zoning law, and it's general, it's not targeting specifically religion, but it is resulting in no churches in this particular region, if it's a neutral law and it's generally applicable to religious as well as non-religious activity, then the Free Exercise Clause doesn't help you, which makes no sense because the Free Exercise Clause was always there to give special protection and priority to religious beliefs. For example, you don't have a constitutional right to start a big box store like Walmart or Kmart. But you do have a constitutional right to start a church. Why? Because of the Free Exercise Clause. But what Scalia did in 1990 was weaken the Free Exercise Clause so that it really didn't have any more punch.
Now, why do you think he did that? I mean, his decisions were usually very good.
His decision,
in this case, what was going on?
It involved a case involving a Native American who was a counselor. And this counselor was working in a facility, and the facility said that their counselors could not have drugs. They couldn't take drugs. So this Native American was not somebody who consumed drugs, but he did participate in the Native American ceremony that involved the use of peyote. The federal law exempted peyote from the list of contraband, so it was not a federally prescribed drug. Why? Because it wasn't considered a drug. It wasn't addictive. It was in small use, and it was used only for ceremonial purposes by certain Native American Indians. It would be like taking communion that would have, for example, in some cases, real wine during, say, Prohibition. But this was something that was part of your religious belief. In this particular case, it went to the U.S. Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. There is a law review article about the amicus brief that was never written. And the amicus brief that was never written article is about the fact that nobody thought the court was going to do what they did. And what they did was everyone thought, based upon this particular situation, that the person was terminated. He filed for unemployment benefits. The case went to the United States Supreme Court, and the case really involved, did this person have a constitutional right? And the Supreme Court said, no, we can't afford the luxury of allowing people of different faiths to have this kind of freedom. That's essentially what it said. Hmm. And it really changed the whole trajectory of the Free Exercise Clause. So what did we do? Back then in 1990, Liberty Counsel was brand new in 1989. What do we do? The Free Exercise Clause was now basically useless to some extent because of the Smith decision. You would have to show that there was a specific targeting of religion in order to win. You would not be able to use the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause, and they overruled significant cases that the Supreme Court had decided many years before. So Liberty Counsel, me in particular, started a new strategy. That new strategy was recasting free exercise of religion in the context of free speech expression and viewpoint discrimination, so that if you're speaking or doing, like in religious exercise, it's also speech, it's expression. And that new strategy was brand new back then. And that new strategy eventually continued to catch hold, and free exercise was recast as free expression in our litigation. And that new strategy became the basis for success that we see today. And consequently, that's the situation that we see happen in 2022. That change of strategy in 1990 ultimately became manifest very clearly in our 9-0 win at the U.S. Supreme Court in Shurtleff versus City of Boston.
By simply changing the strategy to free speech expression and viewpoint discrimination.
That's right. So that whether you're speaking or whether you're doing, it's an expression of free speech. And so the free speech clause was still strong. So we basically recast free exercise of religion as free speech expression, and then also viewpoint discrimination. And that began to catch on. That's a strategy now that no one thinks twice about, but that was not in existence in 1991. We created that new strategy. And this was part of a learning experience that we had early on in the history of Liberty Counsel, and that is, whenever you have a setback, it's not a defeat. It's a temporary diversion. You have to re-strategize and replan and reposition yourselves and continue to move forward to reach the ultimate objective. And so that ultimate objective was finally achieved in 2022 in the Shurtleff versus City of Boston case, in which the Supreme Court strongly ruled in favor of free speech that also intersected with free exercise of religion, a Christian flag, a Christian viewpoint, and also resulted in the overturning of the 1971 decision of Lemon versus Kurtzman. So that is really going back to 1990, and it is a recalibration of litigation strategy that ultimately resulted in the success that we now see today that is commonplace. That new strategy is something that you'll see happening throughout. The Smith decision is still in effect. So oftentimes what happens is if you have something involving Smith, it's also going to be coinciding with free exercise of religion as well as free speech. We still are targeting the final overruling of Smith and going back to the strong free exercise that we had before. As a result of Smith, this is why Congress passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to counteract Smith. Mm-hmm. It's why half of the states passed the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act laws at the state level to counteract Smith, to reinstate the standard that was in existence before Smith. So we have statutory protections that we did, in addition to recasting the First Amendment free exercise to First Amendment free expression. We also have the statutory approach, the federal as well as the state. And so on a previous program, you talked about the different states. Why would they have that?
Right.
They had it because, and they do have it because of the 1990 Smith decision. We had the case, remember, in Idaho, where that Idaho Religious Freedom Restoration Act was passed. That's there because the state legislatures want to make sure that religious free exercise is still protected because of what Smith did in 1990.
Yeah, and it's all about, I think, changing the strategy. Like I say, you don't give up at one loss. You just re-strategize and then come up with a new one. And, you know, I think it's always encouraging when you look at what happened in the 70s and then you go back now, those specific cases that that activist Supreme Court ruled on back then have now been overturned.
Yeah, yeah, 2022, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
1971, Lemon versus Kurtzman, gone. Gutted the free exercise and the free speech and the Establishment Clause, distorted it. It's gone. 1973, abortion, Roe versus Wade, gone. 1977, the case of Transworld Airlines versus Hardison, a case that weakened protections for religious protections in the workplace, gone in 2023. And also 1978, the affirmative action in higher education, gone in 2023.
Those are historic.
Those are historic. And that's why you have to keep on moving ahead. Our strategy is never give up. And our theme at our gala was never give up, because with God, all things are possible. We have 37 wins at the U.S. Supreme Court that we've argued or briefed, developed new strategies, and overturned terrible precedent. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. If you need help regarding religious freedom, life, or family, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.